A lot of people are putting the Amazon Echo and other so-called smart speakers in their home that use a voice interface to play audio content, look up trivia on the web, control home appliances, and buy stuff online. The Amazon Echo has been embraced by blind people. WBGO's John Kalish reports.
Bill Boulis works at an office within the U.S. Navy that assists members of the military who've lost their vision. He's been helping clients install and use the Echo. Boulis is blind himself, and he got an Echo as soon as they came out.
I used to hate having to depend on my family to do things like help me find something on the on-screen guide, right? I'm blind. I can't see the on-screen guide. But I can do it independently now. I no longer have to depend on somebody else to help me find something to watch.
The ability of the Echo to interact with your cable TV's on-screen guide is known as a skill, and there are literally thousands of skills available for the Echo. A couple of Echo models have cameras. One of them is called the Look, and it uses machine learning and advice from fashion specialists to make wardrobe suggestions. This, of course, is so that Amazon can sell you more clothes, but that feedback from the Echo Look could help blind people who are getting dressed to go to work in the morning. Boulis has three Amazon Echoes at home.
There are people now in our community that have more than one Echo in their house. Some people even bring one to work. You see that something is working for you, and you make it a part of your life to the point where it has to be where you are. It's got to be with you because it works so well, and it helps you be more independent.
I met a blind woman who has four Amazon Echoes, including the battery-powered Echo Tap, which she uses outside during the summer. She uses the Peapod skill to have groceries delivered. She arranges rides with Uber, and she uses the Kindle skill to have her books read aloud. And she plays Jeopardy using her Echo.
Alexa, play Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy!
Thanks, Johnny, and welcome, players.
I met a guy from Seattle named Michael May who has 10 Amazon Echoes in two homes he shares with his wife on the West Coast.
It's been huge in providing part of the equation that I need for independence.
And independence has allowed Michael May to flourish. He founded a company that makes such accessible products as a talking barcode reader and GPS software for the blind. Like a lot of us, May feels that the Echo's virtual assistant, Alexa, is practically human.
There's a real Alexa out there somewhere that the voice is based on. She's so much a part of my life, I feel like I know her.
It turns out that Alexa had a name change.
The name we had for her wasn't Alexa, it was Amy. So people were kind of shocked to find Amy and Alexa sound remarkably similar.
That's Steven Tyler, a Brit who is not a member of the band Aerosmith. This Steven Tyler works in the field of assistive technology. He used to work at the Royal National Institute of Blind People, which commissioned a Polish software company named Ivona to build voices for converting newspapers and magazines to audio files. Ivona specializes in text-to-speech technology. It was acquired by Amazon in 2013, and the following year when the Echo debuted, Amy became Alexa. Steven Tyler thinks that the advent of the smart speaker is a momentous development for blind people.
In a way, this is the dawning of a new interface. This is an audio interface where there is no recourse to a screen. And 5 years ago, Alexa would definitely have been an accessibility product. Today, it's a mainstream product. It just so happens that it's accessibility in spades. It's the kind of story that I think we really need to shout about in the disability community, because Alexa 5 years ago would definitely have been an accessibility product. Today, it's a mainstream product. It just so happens that it ticks all the boxes around accessibility. And it's accessibility in spades.
By the way, it's possible to get Alexa to do your bidding without actually parting with the cash to buy an Echo. It turns out there's an Echo Simulator website. All you have to do is click on a microphone icon and speak. Works just like the Echo hardware. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.